Seven cleaning agents would be scrubbed on a chasm. A chasm is a stain that Anisha has that might be dumb. Now, Rabbana were geyser that if it's possible that it's dumb, neither the woman would be tame may suffer. Now, if the woman has a suspicion that maybe this stain that she has is not dumb at all, maybe it's a dye instead. There is a way of determining whether the stain is dye or blood. And the way of determining that is to scrub seven cleaning agents on the chasm. The seven cleaning agents that the Mishnah is about to mention, if they are scrubbed on the chasm, in the order that the Mishnah states them, if the chasm, if the stain, does not disappear after rubbing these seven cleaning agents on the stain, you can be assured that it's not dumb. It might be dye or something else, because if it was dumb, it certainly would disappear after rubbing the following seven cleaning agents on the stain. And if she rubs the seven cleaning agents on the stain and it doesn't go away, then she knows it's not dam and she would not be tamea. But if she does not do this test, she does not rub the seven cleaning agents on the stain, then she is tame, may suffer. And since she has a suffix, maybe it's dam, neither the Rabbanan will kaiser, that she would be tamea. What are the seven cleaning agents? Rope, tuffle, the type of spit, we'll see later what that is. Umay, greasem. Greasem is a bean. The Mishnah will also explain what that is. Umay, regliant, urine. Vinetzer. Nether is a type of earth. Uboris, a type of plant. Kamunya, a type of grass. Ba'ashleg, the Rav says he doesn't know what that is. If those seven cleaning agents would be rubbed on the chasm, then that would determine whether or not the chasm was blood or dye. It's Vilo Vasa Gabav Taros. A woman that has a chasm, she has a stain on her baguette. And she immersed the baguette in a mikvah. And she's afraid that this chasm might be Damnita. And the baguette is tamea. And then after immersing it in the mikvah, the baguette came into contact with tiles of things that are tar. Hever alav shiva samanim below ava. And after the baguette came into contact with these tiles, she then tested out the stain by rubbing it with the seven cleaning agents that we mentioned. And after rubbing it with the seven cleaning agents, the stain was not removed. Hareza that seva, she can be assured that that stain was dye, was not dam. If it was dam, it would have been removed by rubbing the seven cleaning agents on it. Hataros tohoros, vein osarach lahak. The taros that came into contact with the baguette remained tar. And since the stain is not dam, so the baguette was tar in the first place, so there's no need to immerse the baguette another time in the mix. Avaro shadia harezek kesem. But if, after rubbing the seven cleaning agents on the stain was removed, or at least it faded in color. In such a case, the stain is dam. Since the stain was removed by rubbing the seven cleaning agents on it, or at least faded in color after rubbing those cleaning agents on it, so therefore it is a chasm, the baguette is tamea, by taros tameos utarach lahadfil. The taros that came into contact with the baguette are now tame, since the baguette is tame and she has to re-immerse the baguette in the mikvah. As even though she had immersed the baguette in the mikvah before the baguette came into contact with taros, but since she did not remove the stain before immersing the baguette in the mikvah, that immersion did not help. And she is makbid on the dam. She is makbid that there should not be dam on this baguette. And since she doesn't want the dam on the baguette, that dam is a chatzitza. It invalidates the original immersion when she immersed the baguette in the mikvah. That tefillah was not a valid tefillah. So therefore, when the baguette subsequently came into contact with taros, those taros became tame. And since she went ahead and did the test and rubbed the seven cleaning agents on the stain and the stain was removed, so it's obvious that that stain was dam. It was dam nida, and therefore the baguette is tamei. Since the first immersion did not help, the taros were tamei, she has to re-immerse the baguette in the mikvah in order to be mitar the baguette. Sachem nida paratas mishnah zayin. Ezehu roke tuffel. What is roke tuffel? Roke tuffel was the first of the seven cleaning agents that was mentioned in the previous mishnah. That we saw in the previous mishnah. That if a woman has a stain on her baguette and she doesn't know if it's dam, or tseva, or dot, she would rub the seven cleaning agents in the order that they are mentioned in the previous mishnah. And if the stain is not removed after rubbing them with those seven agents, it is not done. What is roke tuffel that is mentioned in the previous mission? Kol shelo tam klum. It's saliva from somebody's mouth who has not tasted anything that day. Mefarshim explained a person who has slept from midnight until the morning. Up to the end of the first 3 hours of the day, the saliva that he has is very strong. It's called roke tuffel. Since he has not eaten anything that day, that saliva up to the end of the first 3 hours has a lot of strength, and that is the first of the seven cleaning agents mentioned in the previous mission. May greasem is the second of the cleaning agents mentioned. What is made greasing? Le'isas greasing shapul halukas nefesh. We're talking about a bean that has split by itself. That bean, after it is chewed upon, it would be rubbed on the stain. That is the second of the seven cleaning agents. Mei raglayim shehechmitz. The third of the seven cleaning agents mentioned is mei raglayim urine. The Mishnah tells us that the urine that the Mishnah is referring to is urine shehechmitz that had been kept around a long time until it became smelly. It's been kept around for 3 days. That is the mei raglayim that the Mishnah was referring to that's used as one of the cleaning agents. The tarach lekaskev gimel pamim lekol echad ve'echad. Each one of the seven cleaning agents has to be rubbed 3 times on the stain. Hey, urine shaloka sidra. If the seven cleaning agents were rubbed on the stain, but they were rubbed in a different order than the order that it stated in the previous mission, or if all seven cleaning agents were rubbed on the stain at the same time, that is not a proper test. That would not determine whether the stain is blood or dye. The only way to determine whether the stain is blood or dye is to rub the seven cleaning agents in the order that they are stated in the previous mission.